Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, I mentioned this story a few minutes ago. Build-A-Bear is back with Pay Your Age. You know, Build-A-Bear did this last year, and it turned into chaos.
It was, there was lines around the mall.
There were fights.
Oh, my God.
There were certain cities that had fights. And this is this promotion they did where last year they just said, hey, on this certain day, let's take today, for an example, June 11th, that you show up with your kid and you get to pay your age, whatever your kid is. So if your kid's 6 years old, the bear's going to cost you $6. Well, that's a bargain because those bears, how much are they, Jimmy? I've never gone to Build-A-Bear, but they can be.
They're like $60.
And then they have the accessories.
Oh, my God.
And that thing can get over $100, right?
Easily.
So getting a bear for $6, man, parents were just like
$3.
Tickled. Yeah.
$2. And then people are bringing like their aunts, brothers, sisters, kids. So not only do you have a line that is wrapped around the mall and down the block, but that line has kids in it.
Yeah.
Babies in it.
And there were people last year, if you remember, they had, you know, like, let's say you have a line of 100 people. Well, Build-A-Bear didn't tell anybody that there was a certain number that they could do on that day. So you would get down to, like, say, 60, 65, and all the other people in line were just turned away. And, man, were they angry.
Oh, they were
because
so
they
mad.
Weren't told that.
Yeah.
And they just sat in line for over 2 hours.
I know, with babies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not fun at all.
No.
Well, this year, it starts today, but you have to go online. You've got to join the Rewards Club. They've made it boring now.
Oh, really?
So it's a lottery.
Oh, so it's a whole thing.
So you're going to get an email. Oh. That's going to be your ticket attached.
Because when you told me, I was like, what are they thinking? Because it was such a nightmare last year.
No, they've turned it into a complete online lottery type situation where it's completely controlled. And honestly, I think when you do it this way, you've taken the pizzazz out of the promotion.
There was no pizzazz last year. There was bitter anger and fighting.
No, but what I'm saying is somewhere between the chaos of last year and this year's method, there's got to be something in there that you could have at least kept the excitement of the promotion.
You mean the media attention?
You think?
Yeah, I don't know. What would you have done then?
I don't know. I've not really thought about it, but last year they got a lot of hype on this. Now, it wasn't great publicity, but any publicity is good when you're Build-A-Bear. Come on. you're stinking Build-A-Bear.
You are stinking Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You're selling $80 bears.
Yeah, you really are. I'm telling you just wait until you have to make a Build-A-Bear.
I've not done it yet. I have no idea what the process is.
It is super
fun. Go in there. Don't you get like a flat bear first?
You get a flat bear.
I mean, it's got
bear.
No stuffing at all, right?
No stuffing, and then you take it over to the stuffing machine.
And then you stick it on a hose, and it blows.
Yeah, but then you push the button. then you record a voice or something. Because remember, my son's dad recorded it, and I was like, ugh. And I might have unzipped the bear and taken his dad's voice out of the bear.
That's anger. You actually get to record the voice of the bear?
Yeah.
That's you can.
It just says something when you push it.
So when you hook up this just a flabby bag of bear to this hose that it's going to spray all the stuffing into, is that supposed to be like a birth of the bear? That the kid's all excited.
Creating a bear.
The bear got just...
Yes, it's super exciting.
I can't wait.
Oh, my God. And then you put that little stupid voice in there. And then after that, then you go over to this whole wall of accessories and you dress the damn thing. And by the way, it's like you're paying for Gucci.
Really?
A little bitty shirt like this big or whatever is $25.
No.
Oh my God, it's so, and then you have to get shoes. And then maybe like my son, he wanted his to be a police officer. Then you have to get the cop car. That's like $58.
I'm sorry. If I'm paying $60 for that bear, we're gonna go home shirtless and shoeless.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
We're not going to get the accessories. We're just going to take the bear.
No, you think that until you get there.
Yeah, and they get you all sucked in because everybody else is buying it. And you can't let your kid be the only one with a naked bear.
And then at Christmas, then there's Build-A-Deer.
Build-A-Deer?
Build-A-Deer, yeah.
I've never heard of Build-A-Deer.
And then at Easter, there's Build-A-Bunny.
Oh, what a racket.
That's the thing.
Man, we should open up a Build-A-Bear.
No.
Sounds like it could be profitable.
Let's not do that.
$60 bears and deers.
I feel like it's kind of over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What, Build-A-Bear?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it seems a little dated to me, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. I don't know why, but I just...
Well, there are kids
maybe because obviously my son is, you know, he's old now, but...
But Build-A-Bear's been around for, what, a good 15 years
or
longer, right? Yeah. 20 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it feels... I don't know if it's because it's all... Everything's digital.
Yeah, I don't know if it's got the pizzazz it used to have. Now another a hot item, and it reminded me of that because of Build-A-Bear. Is that American Girl thing still a big deal?
I don't know.
Because
it was down, wasn't it at Park Meadows or somewhere?
Yeah, it's still there.
Is that, because at one time that was the rage, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And that's expensive, too. And everybody had to get their twin.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all had to get their twin dog.
I've never been in one. Obviously, I don't have girls.
Well, you
but,
know what? That's a good thing.
I mean, that would look weird. A little creepy, me walking around the store inside of a
Aren't they making
All-American.
A movie? Another it's, movie?
I was looking at it. It looks like there's several of them.
Yeah. I think it's still a thing.
Yeah, maybe they should come out with a Build-A-Bear movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's more pizzazz. Oh, this.
What's with the word pizzazz today?
I don't know. I like it, though.
It's like everything needs pizzazz.
Reminds me of pizza.
Hey, pizzazz.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something, though?
What's up?
In Hangman, pizzazz is the hardest word to guess.
Oh, I like it.
Yep. So if you ever play Hangman, pick pizzazz.
I don't play Hangman.
I'm just saying.
Do I look like somebody that plays, sits around and plays Hangman? Do I really?
If you ever play Hangman, always pick the word pizzazz because it's the hardest one. I'm right here for you.
I'll keep that in mind.
Will you?
I will keep that in mind. Yes.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.